Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, first of all, just a word of respect for the passing of Nancy Reagan. She was 91. She died of congestive heart failure yesterday. She probably was the power behind Ronald Reagan. I don't think very much of the policies of the president or the ideas of Nancy, but they were significant people in American history, and so we need to pay our respects. Now, with that said, the presidential race is in full swing. The Republicans, or at least the regular Republicans, free soil, free men, and, oh, I forget the third one, but eventually the free soilers became the Republicans. Their first presidential candidate to succeed and win the presidency was Abraham Lincoln. How far we have come from the quality of Abraham Lincoln. Oh my gosh. The Republicans now, Donald Trump still in the lead, and everybody's scrambling. They're trying to do anything to keep Donald Trump from becoming, or many people are, to keep Donald Trump from becoming the nominee of the Republican Party. And that's really very interesting. We may have a good old-fashioned convention where it won't be decided in the primaries, but will be decided if no one can win a majority on the first ballot. It will be decided on the second or some ballot thereafter. The Republican debates have been very, very interesting. It looks like it's coming down to Donald Trump and Cruz. Ted Cruz's birth records, however, may be presenting a problem for him. We can talk more about that later as we move on. Suffice to say that Trump's leading, Cruz is in second, Rubio is third as far as the number of delegates, and John Kasich, I don't know, everybody keeps talking about John Kasich now as the potential savior of the party. To be honest, given Kasich's past record as a right-wing ideologue, I'd rather have Donald Trump. Kasich is dangerous. He sounds intelligent, but he's dangerous. He's the same kind of Republican governor of Ohio as the guy in Michigan is. Yeah, they got big surpluses, but I'm waiting for some kind of Flint, Michigan to pop up somewhere in Ohio. It's absolutely baffling what's happening in Flint. That takes us to the Democrats. Tomorrow is Michigan. This could be the decider. if Hillary Clinton wins Michigan big, it's probably over. If Hillary Clinton wins Michigan, but it's close, Bernie can keep fighting. Bernie wins Michigan, which doesn't appear likely at this point, then who knows where everything's going. Suffice to say that the debate last night was as fiery as the Republicans, but thankfully it was over substantive issues. Hillary Clinton, the progressive establishment, they're as owned by Wall Street as any other part of the Republican Party. Hillary Clinton is a warmonger who takes money, begs for money from Wall Street. I am not a Hillary Clinton fan. Hillary Clinton and her husband, now they're against NAFTA, yet they're the ones who brought it into being. TTP, Hillary Clinton, now she's against it. She was the frickin' Secretary of State that negotiated it. But her big score in the debate last night appears to be her idea that Bernie Sanders deserted the middle class because he was against the auto bailout. Something we need to understand about bailouts. The auto industry, when the auto industry was bailed out, the bailout was for the stockholders, not the workers. Let me say that again. The bailout was for the stockholders, not the workers. If you want to talk about that, then you give me a call at 347-945-6713. I'd love to talk with people. We've a shortened version of the show tonight. We'll only be on the air for another 7 minutes. We're only going to stay on the air for 15 minutes where you can listen over the internet. If you call in, as long as there's callers on the line, I will stay here and the show will continue to be recorded. If you just want to listen, all you have to do is call in and I will acknowledge you're there, and then you can just listen to the show over the phone. We're now approaching the six-minute mark. I thought Bernie was carrying the day in the debate yesterday. I really did enjoy listening to the debate. I am stunned about the issue of what's going on in Flint, Michigan. It is utterly astounding. And there's so many things I don't really understand. If all the poison's coming from switching to the Flint River as opposed to the Detroit River, where the water used to be from, why can't they just connect back to the Detroit River and clean it up? The other thing that might sound a little bit strange coming from me, I don't think the federal government should step in with any money, at least until Michigan uses up its whole budget surplus to fix the problem. Michigan saved a ton of money. They should use all that money that they saved to take care of the situation in Flint. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. What do you think about it? What would you do if you lived in Flint? And You know, I grew up, we had lead pipes all over the place. I don't understand how come, well, maybe I am a little touched. I don't know. I've been feeling pretty bad. Keep in mind that the Norm at Night show is every Monday at 8 o'clock, and that the cable network TV show that Norm Buffnett is doing on books and authors is now airing at 8:30. It's on Facebook and it's out on YouTube. And so you can go and see the show in any of its incarnations there. There should be a version coming on cables, Fios, Channel 11, here in Bowie, and Whatchamajigger, Comcast, Channel 77. Right now, Bowie Community Radio is not on DirecTV. So if you watch the show on DirecTV, you're going to have to wait until the show comes on either YouTube or the first show is at is the first show is on YouTube and it's on Facebook. I'm not sure which show is showing right now on the cable network itself. You'll have to go there at 8:30 and see. But the second show is in the books, and I think will come on the air on Thursday night at 8:30. So many people think Hillary carried the day last night. Maybe she did. I don't know. I believe the political revolution should not be stopped. We have to come forward. I really don't know what else to say. We got about 2 minutes left. If anybody wants to come in and be a caller, 347-945-6713. Otherwise, we're just going to pack it in tonight and wait till after the primary in Michigan tomorrow till we have new stuff to talk about. Again, remember Nancy Reagan. If you pray, pray for her. If you don't, just remember her. I'll just remember her. I need to start writing again, and I'm going to try. I don't know. I get in trouble at all my writing groups. Sometimes you just get sad. But okay, we got 1 minute, less than a minute now. 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. And we'll let music take us out of here. We'll see you next Monday when we'll have a full show. Go Bernie! I make no bones about it. I want Bernie Sanders to be president of the United States. Remember, Hillary Clinton's a warmonger. Don't ever forget that.